ויען דף תזיין עמד א', החויטת בגודש, אומר אבונה, לא ישנו אלו שאין שם חלל תפח, אבל יש שם חלל תפח במשך שיבו, הרי זה סוכר. Let us see Rashi. The Mishnah says, "Hachitet begodish" means a person had put down a pile of straw, was put down stamazay, and now he digs into this pile, and it comes out that after digging in, he makes three walls, and it comes out there's the schach now. So that's no good. So Rav Huna said that it's only no good if when he put it down, Leishono Shein Shom Chalal Tefach B'Meshach Shiva. It's only no good is when he put down the Godish, there was no space from the bottom of the Godish to the Karka Tefach. Avo Yesh Shom Chalal Tefach B'Meshach Shiva. But if he had put it down, when he had put it down, there is a Cholol Tefach, there's a area of a tefach, a space of a tefach between the godish and the karke, b'meshech shiva, that is shiva al shiva, harei ze sukkah, then it's a kosher sukkah. Let us see Rashi. Elo she'ein shom chalal tefach goive, there is no space of the height of a tefach, b'meshech oirech v'rochov shiva tvochim kishir sukkah. There wasn't a chalal tefach. Which was less than a tefach. So it comes out that the schach became a sichuch by itself. When it was put down, since it wasn't mesachich over any area, there was no space, can only have a shem sichuch if there's space between the godish and the karka, so we can say it's mesachich over the karka. But if there's less than a tefach, which a tefach is the minimum shir of an oihel, so it never got a shem schach mitchila. Avol im yeshom chalal tefach oihel. But if there was a chalal tefach oihel hu. So then, that's an oil. Is nimso shem schach al oisai godish. So then, it has a shem schach al oisai godish. Uch shechoytet boy. So now, when he digs in milamato lemailo, he's digging in from the bottom of the godish till the top. Ache magbia es hecholol. Now he's lifting up the space lishir goiva asore, that there should be a height of asore. Ein zu asiyosoi. This is not considered that now it's making schach. Sharei einei mesaken alat fonis. Because now he's only making walls. Ubet fonis lemrinen tase veloi mina osi. Varei hi kesuke. So this is similar to a suke shepchuso meyasora. What is if a person made a suke less than 10 tvochim? V'chokak bo v'shlimo la'asore, and that we hear and avdala damadala, and he just goes, let's say he has a sukkah less than 10 tvochim, and he digs underneath, and he's mashlam, so he's mashlam the shir tfanis. But a shame sukkah it has, if it is an oil tefach. Now I'd like to say over something what the Sfasemis says, perhaps like to elaborate a little, that what he says, this is debatable, the Zichah Machlekes HaRishayim in this. But Rashi does not mention at all that we hear on Daf Ches Amud Beis that one of the Tnoim of a Sukkah is Shehu She'asor L'Tzel. That when the Schach was put down l'shem tzel. That's one of the tnoim of a sukkah. Who shaso kilchosa, my kilchosa, shaso l'tzel sukkah. That was put down l'shem tzel. If it wasn't put down l'shem tzel, it doesn't get a shem sukkah. Rashi, it doesn't seem from Rashi over here, the way we have the Rashi, that Rashi should mention this tonight. And perhaps we could say that Rashi couldn't mention this tonight because it's mistaver that if you only have a halal tefach, that's not considered that you made it l'shem tzel. They made it l'shem. Who are you shading? The insects which are, the ants which are crawling underneath. Number one. And number two, Rashi says it gets a shem sukkah. If it's not made l'shem, if it's made l'shem tzel, it gets a shem sukkah. It's debatable if an area of one tefach could get a shem sukkah, basher husham. But Al Kaponim Rashi doesn't mention this at all. Now let us mention one more ha'ore. We heard before on Daf Tezvov Amud Aleph, we had a svara in Beis Hillel that if you had Nesorim were put down on a Tikre L'Shem Bayis, and then your Neitel Achas Mi Bentayim, so the taking one board and leaving over the other two boards, the boards in between, is considered a Maisa Ma'alya on the other two boards. On the remaining boards, that's considered a Maisa Ma'alya. It's called a Bittel Tikre. Before it was a Bayis, I made it Ice Bayis. So we see that he didn't do any pu'ula with these boards. It's a gate minishton. But by taking the boards in between, that's called that he made it ois bias. Is kan shayel aben. So what is the problem by achoytet es hagodish? Achoytet es hagodish, I'm also making a sukkah. I'm making a sukkah the other way around. I'm taking out the inside, so mamela comes, it's a sukkah. What is the difference between taking out the boards in between and that makes it a sukkah or a chaytet begodish? A chaytet begodish is no good unless there was a cholol in between. So perhaps the teretz of these two kashas is as follows. Be'emison, there are two limudim. There's one limud, chag asukeis tasalocho, you have to make schach. We see from this Rashi, you have to put down schach. It's only called tzichuch if it's covering an area. If there's less than an oil tefach, it's not called tzichuch at all. You have to make tasa. You have to make tzichuch. To make tzichuch, you have to do a pula in the schach alone. That's one halacha that we learn out from the Pasuk Chagas Tasa. You have to make sichuch. So it's not sufficient if it will be done indirectly by taking out the underneath layers. Automatically, it'll become sichuch. The Avnei Nezer tells this to Chok Teiches. And when there's a hilchus ksiva, you have to make the ois, not to dig around the ois, and the ois will be there. You have to make the ois. You have to make a sichuch. And by digging around, there is a sichuch, but you didn't make a sichuch. That could be, that isn't the halacha of sichuch. You have to make a sichuch. And the other halacha, that Rashi says, sha'asol letzel, that it has to be made letzel. So Rashi says, then it gets a shame sukkah. If you made it ledira, it gets a shame bias. These are halachas, not dine asiyah. These are halachas, whatever the purpose it was made for, that's the shame it gets. If it was made lesukkah, there it gets a shame sukkah. If it was made lebias, it gets a shame bias. If I'll be mevatel the tikra, it's ois bias. In the din shemis, which are also very important in the hersh of the sukkah, here could be there's no dinei asiyah. Here chok teiches will also be sufficient. So when I made, all I have to do is make sichuch. That's what I have to do. So if I put a godish with a chlal tefach, I made sichuch because the whole godish from the bottom to the top is a mesachich. You have a very thick mesachich. The top layer is, you have a thick layer of sichuch. But everything is mesachich. It's mesachich over a tefach. So I made sichuch if there's a halal tefach. If There's another halacha. The Riv says when you're choited, you should be choited l'shem sukkah. That's what the Riv says. After the halal tefa. That could be, that's for the other halacha. There's another halacha that who shall sell the tail. There's a different halacha than l'shem sukkah. So when you're choited, you have to take do it l'shem sukkah. If you don't do it l'shem sukkah, won't get l'shem sukkah. It's not worse than the gemara dav chesam at base. But this halacha, in order to get a shem sukkah, it is not necessary to do a pool in the schach alone. Here, in order to get a shem sukkah, it can be done through a zaitike pool. It can be done indirectly, just like noitel achas mi bentayim is considered, I'm doing indirectly a pool in the nisorim ha-nisorim, in the leftover nisorim, and it's called, I'm making them ois bayis. So I can make this a sukkah, if v'shas chatita, I'm a chaven l'shem sukkah. Kematis Vas Emes says this. One more ha'ore, the Rosh brings down the Aviya Ezri, that the Aviya Ezri says that if you left over a halal tefach, shiva al shiva. So that halal tefach, that area is kosher l'sukkah. Now you can dig out later the remainder of the godish, and you have a kosher l'sukkah. But Aviezri says, but if you can go further, more than the Zion al Zion, though here there won't be a locha of psal hayaitzi min asukkah, is nechshav kesukkah, because you need walls. Psal yaitzim esukkah, you need a sukkah of zayin al zayin with kosher walls. If you're going to go further, you're going to lose your walls. That means by digging further, you don't have a sukkah yet. By leaving over a halal dos, so you need your walls also in order to make it a kosher sukkah. So here there won't be a locha of psal hayetzim in a sukkah, needing a sukkah, because the further you go, you lose the walls of this sukkah. You won't end up with anything. So that what it says, that there should be left over zayin al zayin. So it's not telling us legabi a psal, it's telling us that this will be a, if there's zayin al zayin, this will be a kosher sukkah. If there's less than zayin al zayin, so this won't be a kosher sukkah. So it's a meiridike kasha that the achreinim ask, the chazainish asks the kasha. Chazainish ish asks a meiridike kasha. If we are speaking about that we need Zion al Zion for this area alone to be a kosher sukkah, so you don't need Zion al Zion. Dalet al Dalet will also be sufficient. Or Dalet al Machza should be sufficient. Because the you have schach kosher, you have a sukkah ktana over here. By a sukkah ktana, you only the 2.5 tfochim of schach posel will be mitzvarev to be mashlam the shir. You don't need all schach kosher. So ein achanami, the rest of the godish. Let's say there's only a cholol tefach of dalad and a half tvachim al dalad and a half tvachim. So that's your only schach kosher. That's true. That's the only schach kosher. You'll have left over another 2.5 tvachim. So that's not schach, because it wasn't put down, when it wasn't put down, b'teira schach, because it wasn't mylon or anything. So it's not worse than schach posel. So l'chayre, that's a ha'ore what they ask. So, but why do you need Zion al Zion? It should be sufficient 4.5 by 4.5. Tanya nami hochi, achoitit begodish lasis loy suke, areize suke. It's a suke. It says, is a suke. In fact, the Gemara vanant nan ain't a suke. Alo lav shmamino, kidravuna shmamino. That if there was a halal tefach before, so then you can be mashlam to a sukkah. If there wasn't a halal tefach, it doesn't have a shame sukkah. Ike de romi le mirme. Others asked this for a kasha, not a raya to ravuna, nor a kasha. Now we learned in the Mishnah Chitit Begodish, lasis le sukkah, ain't a sukkah. The Mishnah says it's not a sukkah. V'asayin will enter the baraisa, it's a sukkah. V'amarabune loikash. Kan b'shiyesham chalal tefach. If there was a chalal tefach meshach shive, so then it is a sukkah. Kan b'shem sham chalal tefach v'meshach shive, so then it's not a sukkah. Zotrashi, ike deromi lo mirme, loimas lo deravune beloshen loishonu, Lefrushi masnisen, alaromi masnisen mirma bereise. Ravuna shenuye itma, and Ravuna answered this kasha. Zaktaisvis, avol yesham chalal tefach. Motzinu lemeima, Ravuna le taimei, da oma lael, gabi ben suke, le suke tefach. Ravuna daf yuda medale said that by the psul of suke, al gabi suke, that the sukkah, if the sukkah al yoyne has a reichiv tefach, so the sukkah tachtoyne is possible. So memele, so you see that Rav Huna holds that with a goyva tefach, it has a shame sukkah. So memele, so l'shitosa, he says, if you put down the godish and there was a halal tefach, so it's called, you made a sukkah. L'shitosa, it's very good. But according to Man Yomad, it says you need dalet tvachim, so maybe here you also need dalet tvachim. That's the suffix of Taismus. B'shema, and maybe manda mahosam arba hachemoide, could be there, it's not daime to us. Dalashmur da mahosam asore hacheloishayach, because if you'll be medame, the halacha of Godish, the halacha of sukkah gabi sukkah, so we have a stirin abaraisa, so hakochoch, you have to say that there's one chaytet begodish that is good. We have to say that. So Rav Huna said it's good if he left over a halal tefach. You'll tell me, according to Shmuel, that holds dalet tefach, you'll tell me it's good and left over dalet tefach. But according to Madi Yomad Dal, he said it's dalet. But Shmuel that says a sukkah gabi sukkah is that it's only nifsal to yoin is yud. So here it says klo that you could be a chaytet begodish and, he be a chaytet begodish, and a kocher, he didn't leave over you. That's the chiddush of a chaytet begodish, lasses loy suke, is harezu suke. So al kocher, we have to differentiate between the psul of suke al gabi suke, and the psul and the hechsher of a chaytet begodish. So could be, you don't say Rav Huna l'shitose. Could be, a fill according to the chilkim al Rav Huna, by sukkah gabi sukkah, perhaps the svar over there is that we shouldn't make it one big sichuch. I mean, so there, in order not to make it one big sichuch, we say there has to be a large space between one schach and the other schach, either 10 tvachim, 4 tvachim. But could be over here, just to give it a shame sichuch, could be one tefach is enough according to everyone. Zog the Mishnah weiter. A mishal shul defonis, the Perish Chayas, beautiful pictures on this all. A mishal shul defonis, milamailo lamato. A person started weaving defonis, milamailo lamato. That means he puts he made a frame. And now he's weaving the defonis, samach l'schach. He's starting from samach l'schach and he's going down. Is im gavoya min ha'oret shloishet tvachim. If the mechitza ended, and there's 3 tvachim from the end of the mechitza till the ground, psula. So it's a posala sukkah. Because this is a mechitza tluye, it's a mechitza shegdi and boy kim boy, so it's a posala sukkah. Milamata lamailo, what if he had the same frame, and he starts weaving a wool, but he's going from the bottom up. So here the loch is im gavoya asara tvachim kshela. If it is 10 tvachim tall, it is kosher. Even though the schach is much higher. Now, it would seem there's a machlekes harishonim in the lumdis of this halacha. The Ritva and the Mishnah says, that why is it good, Hake, if the mechitza is 10 tvachim tall? Here there's a din that you need mechitza samach l'schach. And the Ritva Mustama understood that it has to be Sabach Leschach no Leifanim. So if you only have a Mechitza Sora, why is it good? So the Ritva says, because you say good Asik. You say good Asik Mechitza. So he made it, so we schlep up the wall and we consider like it reached the Schach. The Ran, on the Bezam at Aleph, Bedafe Horif, the Sugya, on the Dalad Amid Beis, there we had a sugya, if you need mechitzas nikoris, a person went and built a frame over a bayis, do you say good asik? Don't you say good asik? So the Ran says, the Rif Paskins, you don't say good asik. You don't say good asik, so, because you need mechitzas nikoris by sukkim. Fine. So then the Ran says, Emeir de Kevot. So he says, if the Rif says you don't say good asik, that's speaking about a case that you had he built a frame al sfas habayis. So there's one on the Yom that says you say good asik mechitza. You take the tvanis habayis, the mechitza habayis, and you schlep them up. And the Rif asks, you don't say good asik. So the Ran feels like, so if the Rif says you don't say good asik, and later we hear in the Gemara that there's Aloch Lamaisha Mechitz, Aloch Lamaisha Mesinai, Mechitzin is Aloch Lamaisha Mesinai. The Gemara said, what's Aloch Lamaisha Mesinai? One of them is good, love, good. So the Ran asks, so if the Rif says by Suki, you don't say good Asik, so what's this Aloch Lamaisha Mesinai of good? So the Ran says, so the Aloch Lamaisha Mesinai is being about Hilchos Shabbos, not Sukkah. So the Ran says a Loshen that, the Loshen of the Ran is, Alafi Dasar of Alphasi, that he paskins, you don't say good Asik, by, if a person built a Sukkah al Sfas Hagag, ki emrinem begmore, ki itztach hilchus ele good, ele loved, ele doifen akumen, man de money good asik badayu, linyin Shabbos itmel, le gabi suke leko gavni de name bo good asik, by suke there's never a case you say good asik, the maskin in the fila os fasa gag psula, so there's never a case you say good asik. Is kan shoyle ben, and over there you don't say good asik, you need mechitzes amikoris. But if you have mechitza sasore, now it has to reach the gagla, you should say good asik. Daran seems that, it would seem from Daran that you don't need good asik, as long as you have a mechitza sasore, there's no problem whatsoever. You don't have to, that's what it would seem from Daran. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, kishem shem milamata lemailo asore tfochem. Just like milamata lemailo, it's good asorah tvachim, even though it did not reach the schach. Kach milamala lamata asorah tvachim. So, milamala lamata is also good asorah tvachim, and there's no problem of a mechitza tluye. Rabbi Yossi is matar a mechitza tluye besuke. Zogt Rashi, and mishalshul, kol milamala lamata kori shulshul. Milamala lamata, shehischel lerek ha mechitza. He started weaving the mechitza etzel aschach. There was a frame. He's weaving the mechitza near the schach, but oire gebor klapi mata, he's weaving towards the kalke. Shloisha tvochem, if there's a space of shloisha tvochem, psula, the hainu kadei she is daker hagdi bebas roish, the amorem psula, mechitza shagdi im boikim boi. Milamata lamalo, she hischil leroig milamata somach le kalke. He started weaving near the kalka, umagbiya voila, now he's going up, kiven shikbiya asores, as long as he came to goiva of asores, tvochem ksheira. Avopi shalai higiya l'schach, even though he did not reach the schach. Rabbi Yossi yoyme, kishem shem lamato lamailo dayoi barigas yud, kach me lamailo lamato dayoi barigas asores, fulagvoya harbe minoret, even though it's a tremendous space, between the end of the mechitza and the oritz, ksheira. Oksova, he holds mechitza tluya asora materes. A mechitza that's tluya, that's not on the ground, the space between the mechitza and the ground, is also mater. Zogt the Gemara. Bamai komiflegi, What is the machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi? Ma'asova mechitza tluye ma'teres, ma'asova mechitza tluye eina ma'teres. Tanan hosam. We learned in Erevin as follows. Here there's a nice picture in the Perish Chai. Boyer shebein shtei chatzeres. If you have a boyer between two chatzeres, ein memalin mimeno b'shabes, elim kein osolo mechitza asore tvochem. You had two chatzeres, and by these two chatzeres, there was a mechitza that was choitzitz between the two chatzeres. So you have two chatzeres, and there's a mechitza that's mavdol ben beza chatzeres. And then you have a boyer, which is in the middle of both chatzeres, and the mechitza goes over this boyer. Half of the boyer is in Reuven's chotzer, half of the boyer is in Shimon's chotzer. Let's see what Rashi says. Boyer shebein shtei chatzeres, chetzyoi bechotzer zu, vechetzyoi bechotzer zu, half is in one chotzer, half is in the other chotzer, umechitze bein hachatzeres, and there's a mechitze between the chatzeres, umahaleches, and that's the dividing both chatzeres, utluya al pi haboyer, and it's over the boyer, ve'ein pesach beineyem la'arev zu im zu. And there's no Pesach, that means that there's no way that one could go from one chotzer to another chotzer. They're muvdul one from the other. So since they're muvdul one from the other, they can't make an eruvi chatzeres. So, ein memalin memeno b'shabbos, you cannot fill. Cannot be each balachotza cannot be shoyev mayim from this boil. So Rashi says, "Eim malim imeno loizu veloizu lefi she meimei chotzer zu meivi lezu." It's a very interesting Rashi. Tachsime Rashi is saying as follows. When one is shoyev mayim, you have one boil that has mayim in it. So when he is shoyev mayim from his side, so he is lowering the water level on his side, so automatically water seeks its own level. So lechayre, the water on the other side will go over on this side. So memele. So he's bringing over water from Yenem's chotzer to his chotzer. This tachsimir is, because Rashi says later also the same lotion. Rashi and Dafka Zainam at Beis also says, Tasrine lohavi mei mei chotzer zu lo zu beloy eire. He's bringing, so it seems by being shayeh from his side, I think this is similar to Bitke Demaye. Bitke de Maya, if you have a dam that is holding back water, and you'll take out, there's a pkak in the dam, and you take out the pkak, so the koyach rishon of water that goes out of the hole, that's called, you brought it here, that's called your maisa. So here also, the water level on his side is holding back the water on the other side from coming into his chotzer. The minute he lowers the water level on his side, so it's called he's bringing in water from Yenim's chotzer to his chotzer. That's what he is doing. So that's a problem. So what do you do? Let's see Netnan Hosam. Be'er shebein shtei chatzeres, ein memalim ben b'shabes, elim kein osolo mechitze asore tvochim, Bein melamayla, bein melamata, bein b'teich oigla. We'll see in Rashi, that means he makes a mechitza in the boil. Either it has to be the mechitza, he makes a mechitza sora tvochim, which is mamish over the water, or he makes a mechitza higher up, and that's sufficient. Uzkan shayla ben, This is a lom d'shem mechitza. This is a mechitza tluya is materes b'mayim, and then everything it shalom al Yisrael. Now, Skan Shoyel Aben Lachayre, if Rashi would have said, let's say, with Adam Mechitze, this boyer is a boyer shel shnei shutvin. So I'm taking from a reshus hamishutefes to my chutz, if that would be the problem. Not that his water comes in. Rashi says, that's a naya problem. Rashi said, the whole problem is, this whole boyer is my chelik is porot, this chelik is porot, the my chelik, I'm not allowed to take out of this boyer. So then we can understand very well, that he made a mechitza, so it's called, so now this is my side, this is his side, it's very good. But Rashi didn't hold that for some reason, that's a problem. Rashi says the problem is I'm bringing in his water into my side. Now, this lamdash and mechitza you're going to make, in lamdash is beautiful, but the water of Eisnishkan lamdash, he's still bringing in the same water. If the mechitza, you're baking a mechitza in the oigen haboyer, you have a mechitza in the boyer, a tenth hevachdike mechitza, you say lamdash, you say good achis, and it goes down, and it's, the waters are separated, but the water is still froze. The water will still flow from his chotzer to my chotzer. So what did you accomplish with this mechitza? And that was the whole problem. So Baruch Hashem, I found a ritve in Erev in Dachmem Chesem at Beis. He asked this kasha. He says, what did you accomplish? Taking from... So the ritve says, it's a... Kulahu sheikilu b'mayim, the choshvu keilu there's a mechitza mina tahoim in the whole bar, keilu there's a mechitza, and the mele, the water can't go through. Aye, it's doch nit zay, aber heim amru, veheim amru. There's a tzoyrech, mayim is a tzoyrech, they couldn't stelzech that not to be matter. Not to be matter, the amechitza tluya, you have to do it, you have to be matter, you can't be machma. So they said a symbolic mechitza, which in Londis we consider that the mayim is moved, so we consider kilo this a mechitza shel barzel, shemaschelas mina tahoim, and it goes up and it's mavdol the mayim. The poil it does go through this gate meshein shon, since the whole thing is an issa darabonon, heim omru, heim omru. Beir, now let us see again the Mishnah. Na nosam beir shebein shtei chatzeres, ein memalin mimeno b'shabes, not permitted to be mal mimeno b'shabes, am ken osso lo mechitza sora tvochem, bein b'lamaylo, bein b'lamata, bein b'tei chogne. So Rashi says, bein b'lamata somuch l'mayim, if you make this mechitza sora somuch l'mayim, bein b'tei chogne, kloima bein b'lamaylo rochik min amayim, but this mechitza sore has to be in surrounded by the doifnei haboyer, by the walls of the boyer. The muchecha milse, the bishvil oigen hamayim nasis. That one sees the mechitza, he sees that it was made for this boyer. Why did a person make a mechitza? There's no trespassers over here. So kochas, the mechitza was made for the mayim. But v'shin etayim v'beirevin shemechitza tluye materes b'mayim dekalu shekilu chachomim b'mayim. This is a kula. Person needs mayim. So they made kulas. Avo mechitza achetzetzes achatzeres. But the mechitza that divides the two chatzeres from aleches al piyabir shaloi nase b'shvil ha-mayim eina materes. That's not matter. They mechitza tluye materes b'mayim ela hanasis b'shvil ha-hater milu ya-mayim. If the sole purpose of the Siyas HaMechitza was to be Mata Milu HaMayim, Kigoyin Gzustero Shalomaylo Minayom, the Peresh Chai is a nice picture of that, that you have a balcony, and which is over a Yam, so therefore you make a hole in the balcony, to which is at least this some 4x4 Tfochim, and then you make a walls of 10 tfachim going underneath the balcony that makes it a reshus ayochid, and then you're allowed to be shoyim the mayim from the yam. It's called, you say, good achis, and you consider that all the water underneath is in a reshus ayochid. You're not taking from a kamelis to reshus ayochid, you're taking from one big reshus ayochid into the reshus ayochid. Snam beire bin da isla mechitza tluya chagayin zu shebesoich oigen haboil. That is what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, beishame oimrim milamailo, beishame said you could make milamailo, besilo oimrim milamato, and besilo said you can only make milamato, so it comes out that, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying that what the Tanakhama says, that however you make it is good. That's the Machlekes Beishami Beisilo. Beishami said Milamailo is also good. Beisilo said you need Davke Milamato. Let's see what Rashi says. Beishami Emi Milamailo, Dayim Eso Milamailo, Mitoich Oignoi. And then Beisilo says need Davke Milamato. And Taishu says Beishami Emi Milamailo, Beisilo Milamato, Becholos Form Gersin, and Ipche Bepeiketz of Mishtatvin. And they given the Girsa is Fakert. That we say that what, that Beis Shammai is the Machmir and Beis Hillel is the Meikel. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on all of them. He says, Leitei mechitze gdeilu min ha-keisel shebineim. What's wrong with the keisel that's mavdol the chatzeres? So we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds a mechitze tluy is matter. There's no special kal shekilu b'mayim. That dafk if they made it lahater ha-mayim. Every mechitze tluy is a matter. So Rashi min ha-koysel shabineim, oiso ha-nasis losis lochitz ben ha-chatzeres, utluya al-pnei pi ha-boer, v'af al-pishloi nasis b'shvil ha-mayim, even though it wasn't made expressly to be mater sheves ha-mayim, because of mechitz utluya materis b'chatzeres, have a look all tiltu. Every tiltu that's mater, some amela, so you don't need something, a special mechitz to be mater. Let us see Taisvis. Beim Milamata, Beim Miteich Ognoi. Yes, for him, there was a Girsa Shekosu Ben Beim Milamata, Miteich Ognoi. So that means that it's only Muta Milamata if it's Miteich Ognoi. Velo Yitochim. Beim Kain, so Milamata means Teich Ognoi. Beim Kain, Milamaila, Heino Chutzlebeil. Di Beseich Abeir, Samachos Vos, Heino Miteich Ognoi. Dem kein eine Kaisel shebeinayim. The Kamar of Yehuda shemafsikin ben seichatzeres malachas al pi abeir. It's not mashma like that. That's Rabbi Yehuda's diktoir. It's not mashma that Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Boi dem kein lehavi lemaila the Tanakama ke lemaila the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The pligam rabbi pekeitz in mishtatvim the Rabbi Huna lemata lemata mamish lemaila lemaila mamish v'zeh v'zeh b'boyim. Yibayin lamato min hamayim, lamayla lamayla min hamayim. It's more machma, that has to be in the lamato is in the water, and this is lamayla min hamayim. Bal kaponim, we see that lamayla zicher means in the boyer. So if we'll say that lamato b'toich ognoi is in lamato, so it comes out, they're both using the same lashon of lamayla, and they mean two different taifanim, so that is not mistav. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma Rabbe Barbachone, Oma Rabbi Yechonim, Rabbi Yehude Beshitas Rabbi Yosi Omer. So Rabbe Barbachone said that Oma Rabbi Yechonim, that Rabbi Yehude who holds that a mechitza tlui is mater, so he is like Rabbi Yosi, Ad Rabbi Yosi Bar Mishnah, that they hold is no chason of a mechitza tlui. So the Gemara says, V'loyi, it's not true. It's not muchach. Lo Rabbi Yehuda sovo lo ke Rabbi Yosi. Lo Rabbi Yosi sovo lo ke Rabbi Yehuda. Even though they both say mechitza tluy is matter. Lo Rabbi Yehuda sovo lo ke Rabbi Yosi. Ad kan lo koma Rabbi Yehuda osam abiruvi chatzeres da rabbonon. Rabbi Yehuda was matter ad ashaylen ad rabbonon. So memeilen ad rabbonon. He said ach mechitza tluy is matter. Avol hoche suke de reise. He was speaking about you need tfanes min ha-teirem. So, Sukkah de Reis, there we don't see that Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda was matter. V'loi Rabbi Yosi sovo lo ke Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan lo koma Rabbi Yosi hoche elo besukkah de mitzvah saseh. That means, here you need tfanis for a key a mitzvah saseh. The mitzvah of sukkah needs tfanis. So it could be, needs mechitzes. So it could be, for a mitzvah saseh, a fila mechitza grua. A mechitza tluya is also sufficient. Avol Shabbos, the Yisr skila, there we're speaking about a chomo de ke Yisr, like. So it could be over there, it is not sufficient a mechitza tluya. They need a mechitza gemura. Let us see Rashi. B'shitas Rab Yosi, the Masnissen. So the Gemara is choylek, loy Rab Yehuda sovelek Rab Yosi, shetei v'chishe tuye b'ateres besukim, b'loy Rab Yosi sovelek Rab Yehuda b'boyer shetei materes b'shabbos. Why? When did Rab Yehuda say the mechitzah tluy is matter that stavke by the rabbonon? How does ring the lovi mei mei chot so zul zubalay erev? So the only thing with the rabbonon, the midi reis eloi mitzah elom mirshus hayochel lishus harab, to take from his rishus to my rishus, which both are rishus hayochel, there's no issue with the reis. It's only in issue the rabbonon. So by Nisa the Rabboni can be saying mechana mechitza tlui avor Shabbos the Iser skilahu. But Shabbos is an Iser skila b'meloch is the raise. The Gemara won't say the other way. That could be Rabbi Yosi does not like Rabbi Yehuda because Shabbos is an Iser skila b'meloch is the raise. Machmir nafilu b'midar the Rabbon on the Isbo. So Mamela nafilu the Rabbon of Shabbos could be is more chomer than a deraisa of sukkah. Because the rabbonon of Shabbos is al kaponim, it's Yisurei Shabbos, and there are Yisurei Skila and Yisurei Shabbos. So they were machma, afilu by the rabbonon of Shabbos. More than a mitzvah essay of sukkah. Frekte gemore vim toima. If you'll say that Rabbi Yosi does not hold that a mechitza tluya is mater, By the Hilchus Eruv Yechatzeres, that's what you're telling me, because it's an Issa Skile, Maise Shenase B'tzipoiri, Alpi Minase, we'll see soon, that there was a Maise in Tzipoiri, that they were Mater Tiltu, with who a Mechitza Tluye. Now, the Rav of Tzipoiri, the Rosh Yeshiva of Tzipoiri was Rabbi Yosi. So if we know a Mesoira that they were Mater Tiltu in Tzipoiri with a Mechitza Tluye, so, Kocher, you see, Rabbi Yosi holds that a mechitza tluya helps Lagabi Shabbos also. In time, a maise shenase betzipoi rapi mi nase, loy alpi rabbi, if the more loy alpi rabbi Yosi, alapi rabbi shmoyo by Rabbi Yosi. That maise and sepoiri happened after the ptira of Rabbi Yosi, then Rabbi shmoyo by Rabbi Yosi was Rosh Hashiva. No, Rabbi shmoyo by Rabbi Yosi taka holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That's right. Rabbi shmoyo by Rabbi Yosi holds that by Ruvi Chetzeres and Mechitzot Lui is matter, but Rav Yosi is not right. Well, my Maisa, what was this Maisa that occurred in Tzipori? The Chiyosa Rav Dimi Omar, Pam Achas Shokhu V'loi Heviyu Sefer Torah Me'erev Shabbos. They were afraid to leave the Sefer Torah in the shul. They were going during the week. So they used to hold the Sefer Torah in one of the houses, and they used to bring it there before Shabbos. Once they forgot to bring the Sefer Torah to the shul, it was Shabbos already. They viewed Sefer Torah Me'erev Shabbos. Lemocho pirsu sardinim al gabi amudim. So Shabbos, they went and they spread out sheets al gabi amudim. They viewed Sefer Torah, and they brought the Sefer Torah the color boy, and they learned the Sefer Torah in the shul. And we'll see in Rashi how the sheets help the situation, but we'll see the sheets cut off the either speaking about that it was they did not make a Ruvi Chatzeres, and the sheets cut off all the other batim from the Chatzah. There's only that means the through the Mechitza of the sheets. She only had in the chotzah the Beis HaKnesses and this bias where the Sefer Torah was in. So Memele, you could take out, so it's not, so the chotzah is not a reshus, that's the reshus shel rabim. It's a reshus only of the bias that's there. So Memele, you're allowed to take it out. How to take out the Sefer Torah to the Beis HaKnesses. So that's what it accomplished. It seems to take into the shul, there's no shaila, that's not called adira, it's not called, no one lives in the shul. So memele, so that is no problem. The whole problem was to take out into the chotzer, to take out the bias to the chotzer. But since the sheets cut off all the other batim from this chotzer, so it's not a chotzer, it's not a chotzer of a rabbim, it's a chotzer miyuchad only for this bais. Al koponim, yeah, it's like the Gemara, pirsu sal kedaitoch, they went and spread out the sheets in Shabbos, mehechen hevi'im b'Shabbos, how were they allowed to carry out sheets? Ella, the Gemara says, Motsu sadinim perusim agabi amudim. No, they weren't pyrus, the sheet. They found there that there was sadinim perusim agabi amudim, baby, sefer teire, vikoruboy. And these sadinim were machitzes tluyes. They did not reach the ground. And they were seimach on this. So that was taka the maisa that they were matter with a machitze tluyes. Zot Rashi. Bimtaima, even the Rabbi Yosi loisovelo Rabbi Yehuda b'Shabbes. Bimtaima, Rashi, even the Rabbi Yosi loisovelo Rabbi Yehuda b'Shabbes. Ma'ase shenase b'tzipori sheitiru b'Shabbes aide mechitzes tluye k'domar Rabbi Melekamon. Al pi mi nase le Rabbi Yosi rosh yeshiva tzipori have. He was the rosh yeshiva. So, how did this happen? He was nifter already. Shahoy Yadal cannot need a safer terror by Batim. He used to hide the safer terror in the shoes and they had nothing. For Oysoy Habayes Shehinichul Soychoy, Hoya Bebayes Echod Shebechotza Beisaknes. This is one, the safer terror was one of the houses of the Chotza, which the Beisaknes was also in this Chotza. But the Malbi Hoya Pesuchim Lachotza, and the many other houses also Pesuch to this Chotza. Vulay Irbu. And they did not make a Ruvi Chatzeres. Oi, that's one case. So that means the problem was there was many Batim into this Chotzer. They did not make a Ruvi Chatzeres. So therefore they were not permitted to take out from this bias to go to the Beis HaKnesses through the Chotzer because the Chotzer is a Reshus Shel Rab. Oi, Rashi, maybe the story was a little different. Shahoyu, maybe they did make Yeruvi Chatzeres, but there was a different problem. They did not make Shetufi Mevois. Shahoyu Chatzeres, Harbe Psuchois, Loise Movi. The Lade Chatzeres, Pasuach to the Movi. Ubeis Akneses, Pasuach Loi. Bohoyo, Sefer Hatoire, Bechotzer, Shekeneged Beis Akneses. Sefer Torah wasn't the chotzer shekeneged beis haknesses. B'loi mishtatfu b'movoi. They did not make shtufim mevois. Ba'osa lohoitzi mina chatzeros. L'movoi, not a lot. There's more than one chotzer using the movois. You have to make shtufim mevois. U'posu sardinim agabi amudim shohoyu lehoichev ha'movi. So they cut off the movi, v'loyhoye psuchim min hamechitza lefnim, from the inside of the mechitza, ela beis haknesses v'chotzer shekenegdem. So that means there's only one chotzer open up to this movi, the chotzer and the beis haknesses. So there's no din of shtufim mevois. Ve'viu sefer ha'teres, reshach ha'teres nistalku. True, because of this mechitza that they made, so the other chatzeres were nistalik, they cut off from the shimush of the movi in this mokim. Ve'nisaka, so there's no isa. So now the gemara is me'echen ha'viu. Where, how did they bring these sardinim? Le'hoya osa la'achnis la'hoitzik. They couldn't take out. How could they take out sardinim? Ve'loy akel moidim. Now there was a different girsa, and we'll see in Tosfos what this different girsa was. But like I've seen in there was a different girsa that you're not allowed to make a mechitza in Shabbos. The kasha was not how did they get out the sardinim. The kasha was how did they make this mechitza in Shabbos. So Rashi says, no, like I've seen it, that's no problem. The mechitza beloy gag lav oyelhu. The Israel binyan is dafka to make an oil, but to make stamazay a mechitza, a wall, mechitza kezum muta lasis, kedamrine vepere kol gages, omalem shmu negiduli glime. The Gemara in Mesechtes Erevin relates a story as follows. That there was a maise with Shmuel. Shmuel had his chotzer, and then he had his shochen's chotzer, and they were divided by a wall. And divided by a wall, so they couldn't make a ruvi chatzeres. Fartik, but they did not need a ruvi chatzeres because each chotzer was moved from the other chotzer with a wall. So he carried in his chotzer, and the shochen carried in his chotzer. In the middle of Shabbos, the wall broke down. So the Gemara says that Shmuel held, there's also no problem. Because since Betchilas HaShabbos, it was Hutter already tiltle in the Chotzer, so even though the wall broke down, that Hutter remains already, and each one can be metaltal to the Mokim HaMechitze. It's Hutter already the whole Shabbos. No problem. Now Shmuel wanted some privacy though, like this, the Hutter tiltle he didn't lose, but the privacy he lost. So he went and told someone they should go and bring a glime, and they'll go and now set up a mechitza to divide the gendach. So he'll have his privacy. That's the Gemara in Erevin. So Rashi says, no, my sarav. So you see, Shmuel himself said he should make a mechitza. He can make a mechitza in Shabbos. So you see, there's no issa whatsoever to make a mechitza in Shabbos. Maybe the whole kasha was, how did they carry out the sadinim? That's a kasha. So the Gemara answers, they taka didn't carry out, Sadinim Prusim, they came, they noticed there was Sadinim Prusim, boy, you gavoyim in the Oretz, the Avalu Mechitza Tluye, they were matter a Mechitza Tluye. Let us see Taisus. Pirsu Salke Daitoch, that they made the Mechitza, Mehechon Evim, how did they bring it out? Baloi hoya osa lahachnis lahoitzi. Vohakol moedim loy gersinin, the mechitza b'loy gag lavoyelu, mechitza kezum muta lasis b'shabes, kedemrinim, bepeire kol gagis, omelu shmuel, negidu li glime, so Rashi brings a raif in the Gemara in Erevin, that is permissible to make a mechitza in Shabbos. Kach perish bekuntres. Chmoy kain, bepeire kol akelim, gabi pkaka chaloin, there it says the shaila of being soisim achaloyim, with there's problems over there. If you're allowed to, you're not allowed to. So Rashi says over there, dahai chaloyim lemaila bigak. We're speaking about a skylight. Avaminat sad. So there is a shaila of a hisofa al oil aroi. That's the shaila. It's an oil. Avaminat sad, Rashi says, leishayich iser oil. Again, if he can make a mechitza, so he can be soisim achelik of a mechitza. Be moisim on a mechitza. And there Rashi in Shabbos, maybe Rayek and Moike, midachol agagis. Rashi has his gemara neirevin. Damalushmu, negidali glime. The gemara says, negidali glime. Vahadrinu rav laape. When Rav saw this, Rav was together with Shmuel, Rav turned around. Why did Rav turn around? Because Rav was makbed on the Sanhogi. Rav held that the minute the mechitza falls down, you lose your head to tiltle. So Rav was makbed on what Shmuel did, so Rav turned around. Fine. Uparich l'Shmuel, the Gemara asks on Shmuel, Lama li lemevetochi? Shmuel, why did you? Good, it's a matter of opinion. Rav holds the heter falls down. You hold that the heter remains. So the Gemara asked, according to Shmuel, Lama li lemevetochi? So why did you do it? Ha'amar zemetal tadikar hamechitza. You say that since there was a mechitza betchilas haShabbos, shalatim metal tadikar mechitza. So why did you go and say they should make now a new mechitza? So the Gemara is only kasha and Shmuel. The Gemara didn't ask Alochis kasha how you were permitted to do it. The Gemara just asked, why did you do it? Mashmiya, why did you do it? Umishani Shmuel David Litzniusa Bialma. Shmuel Taki, there was no halachic reason to do it. He did it for privacy. Mash Misarashi says, Dimhoye Shmuel Oisa Kera, what would be if Shmuel would have asked? Nechali Bamaida of a Shmuel Ochi. The Gemoni asked Akasha, why did you have to do it? Because you hold its mutter. But if you hold like Kav, I understand why you have to do it. But I have Akasha Le Midi Hechi Shori Le Mevatochi. The Gemoni would have not asked, how are you allowed to make a Mechitza? Alme Leichoshiv Oil Bitfonis Minatzat. So that's not called an oil. The whole copy the Rav alasiyas hamechitza. That what Rav was makbid al mishum the kesov also letaltla sadin l'seichel. Rav at a different time. He lati shlepat the sadin. He lati carry. He lost yet the tiltul in the chotzel. The kosher leperish hakontris. And now Tosfos asks on Rashi. So Rashi says a yesod. There's no iser whatsoever to make a mechitza in Shabbos. No, the problem was, how did they get the Sadinim into the Chotzah? So what's the Kasha? Dilma derech malbish heviim. What's the problem? They wrap themselves up in the Sadinim. So they wore it derech malbish. Void Kasha. The Loshin Chaloin, the Loshin Chaloin Shayech Bekoisel, Ubegag Arube. Now, we had before Gemore in Shabbos by Pkaka Chaloin, so Rashi says the whole problem was only by a skylight. By Samazia Chaloin, there's no problem because there's no issue of being Moisef on a Mechitza if you're allowed to make the Mechitza in Shabbos. So it's been about a skylight. So Tosfos says the Loshen is not, doesn't flow. The Loshen Chaloin Shayech Bekoisel Ubegag Arube. That's called an Arube, a skylight. It's not Meshilim Peiris Derech Arube. Chmei Arube Shebedel Zbeg Basra De Yuma Hainu Ba Arube Shebegag Chmei Arube Sashamayim Poid Mucher Peg Mishay Tziyu De Shayech Minatzad Asi Yesoyel. Now, this brings a Gemara in Eirivin, that there's an Issa to make a Mechitza, even though it's a wool. The Shachem Netzada sees oil, Gabi Asiyas Doifen. Porich, Vo'it Maralo, the Gemara speaking about a wool, the Gemara says, Vo'it Maralo, Hakol Moidim, Shein Oysen Oil Aroi, Betchila Beyontev. And there it's speaking about a wool, not about a roof. Bepeire keitzad mishtatfim gores bekuntris k'may shekoso besvorim pirsu, they spread out the sardinim lechatchile mishori? Is it permissible to spread out sardinim? V'amamar hakel moidim shein oisen oil aroi lechatchile b'shabes. So there Rashi brings down this girse, that the kasha is taki, not on how did they get it out, and they get it as v'chlal, not a problem. They could take it out there in Chmalbish. Now the Gemara asks, how were they permitted to make this mechitza? Hakol moedim, sheneis noyel aroy lechadchila b'shabes. V'nira l'rabbeinu tam. So therefore the Rabbeinu tam says, that's the correct deal. So the minatzad na mishayech asiyas oyel. Et shayech an asiyas oyel minatzad. B'chol heiched amrinen. The mechitza zu moyeles lahater. If the mechitza is a mater, so that means the mechitza accomplishes something. Choshev asiyas oil betchila. So it's considered like he's making something. That's called a binyan. If it accomplishes something. Kihach the pirsu sadinim. A pirsu sadinim was mater till tun the chotzer. So they also, because since it's, you need a doifen shlishi, so memele, so that's called that, that falls into the category of binyan, of making a noil, you accomplish something. Aval doifen revi, but ain't a chanami to make a fourth wall, ain't ella tois v'soil, the blavochi mishtaria. Because it's mutter without it. So that's not called That's not called a siya soil, that's called a teisve soil. Rav shehikpid beperik kol gagis asiyas mechitze hikpid. That what Rav Elan Akpodem, that Shmuel said in the Gidu Glime, that was not on the carrying it out. He had Akpodem on the making of the mechitze. The ledidei, because according to him, even the osa letalto lehoya lifreish sham sadim v'shabes v'shem asiyas oil. There was an issa to make the oil. So Lamaise Rav held there was an Issa, and you're doing an Issa in front of him. The whole kash is only, why did he have to do it? No, that's a... If he holds it smutter, that's the kasha. If it would be also, then it'd be a stronger kasha. How's he permitted to do it? Abemis makshe. The Gemara says the truth. That he holds he's permitted is the chavas. It's still shver. Why did he do it? Umandish, Osamemela Sotaisva says that the mechitze minatzad also has a shame oihel, and therefore it's also. If it is a matter, uman de shori toisvis oil, but according to the man, the omar, the one is permitted to be moisiv on an oil that's there already, afilu ba oil shall lamaila min agag nami shori. So afilu da oil be lamaila, so it's also be mutter. That means everything falls into the category of oil, an oil min atzad, it's called an oil, if it's a matter, lamaila zicha called an oil. But if you hold that Taisvus oil is mutter, so be mutter full of my laws. Kede mucher vepeh kameitzi tvilim, kabi anu dichi dahavi be Ravune. Ravune had sheep, they weren't deer, and he had a problem. By day, the sun used to beat on them, so he would need an awning to cover them. By night, it was very hot and stuffy, so he needed to take off the awning that they should have some fresh air. So he had a problem. What is he going to do Shabbos? So by day they needed shade. They needed air. So he came and asked Ashayla. He was informed that, you know what you do? You leave over a tefach mi ba'oyim. So there's already an oil erev Shabbos. Now, you roll out the rest of the machzelah. So that's a hisofa and an oil ahoy. And memele, that's mutter and Shabbos. So we see that if you hold, you're permitted to be meisav al oil ahoy, if an oil amal is also permitted. Kama per kayoshen gabi uvde de Rabbi Elezer sheshavas besukoshe shel Rabbi Yehuda be Rabbi Loi be Kisri. Seems there also was a taisvis and an oil aroy. Let us see a little further. Omar Rav Chisda Omar Avimi Machzeles arbo umashehu materes besuke mishum doifen. Here the Perish Chai is a nice picture that you have. We're speaking about a sukkah that is a sorat for him. And he made a machzeles, which is four tvochim and a mashu. And it's teich gimel to the schach, teich gimel to the karke. So memela, you can make your walls with such a machzeles. So you have your three walls with such a machzeles. Machzeles arbo mashu materes besuke mishim doif. Frek de gemore, zuk de gemore hecha ovit, toli lo beemza, he's toile this machzeles beemza, poches mishloi shalomata. Poches mishloi shalomaila, vachol poches mishloi shalomaila, vachol poches mishloi shalomaila. So it's like love. Frek de gemore pshite. So what's the big deal? That's the Moses Mal the time had love with Amrinin, play love with Loimrinon. Kamash Malon, that you say, trade love. That's the Chiddush. let us see Rashi. Zegt Rashi, Marcelo Shalchova Abo Mashu, Bo Orko Ka Oirech HaDoifen, that means the whole Oirech HaDoifen was made of this Marcelo. A Teres Besukim, Teilo Oisa Ba'ave Bepochus Mishloisha Somach Lestrach, Bepochus Mishloisha Lekarka, Chagoyin Shein Asuka Gavoya, Elo Asore Mitzum Tzomim. Let us see Taisvis. Mao de Taima had loved Amrinen, Trey loved Lo Amrinen. The Taima. Tanami Milsa de Pshiti, the Macharine Lael, Kone Kone Pochis Mishloisha. That if you have small Kanem and this Pochis Mishloisha ben Kone Le Kone, it's good. The Doifen Sukhe Ke Doifen Shabbos. Shem, it's a Mamele, so they also have more than one loved. You have, Maybe there's a svoren erev in a mechitza shesi is better than a mechitza's erev. So here he's telling us, a mechitza shesi, a vertical mechitza, you also say that now we have the daifen and sukkik daifen Shabbos. If it's saying by a horizontal mechitza, you also say trelov. Why do you need a machzelas dalet? You can do it with two chavolim sheoivian yesa mitefach. V'amrin elovet kashkem perkama da'erev in the makifim b'shloisha chavolim bocha b'shnayim sagi. With two chavolim you'll have three lovot over here and you'll be marsha. V'amrin enosem leitiro ela b'shayorah. That's even though meikah din is kosher, they were only matter by a shayorah. The Chazenish asks a kasha on our Gemara, and we'll blibe with the kasha, that he says, what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says that with the Yehav, let's say, Machel Achtelas Dalit, and you put it, Teich Gimel Oretz, Teich Gimel Eschach, so it's good. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that you say, Trei Lovot. But if you, maybe you don't say Trei Lovot. Take the Chazenish, why do you have to say Trei Lovot? If you say one lovud, so you'll have oimid beruba alaporetz. So mamela, so the mechitza is good with oimid beruba alaporetz. So you don't need trei lovud. It means the mechitza is talit. Then you have lovud, so it's seven already. No, so you have oimid beruba alaporetz. So mamela, why do you need trei lovud?